monkeys foul, or yes, the mouth monkeys.
Yes, the mouth monkeys.
Should we do a cheer?
Sure.
Give me an M.
Sorry about that. Damn.
Jeez.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky, of course.
Yes, and this is Gina. How are you?
Of course. Gina Doctor's in the house.
That's right. G to the doctor in the house.
So tell them what you were telling me earlier, what you did at Chili's.
Besides drinking and almost watching one of my fellow employees to try to get into a fight.
With who?
Some chick.
Can we talk about that?
No, we'll talk about it off the air.
Oh, man. Can we use fake names?
No.
Oh.
No, they had these little things for some special thing, whatever. So, you know, when you go into restaurants and they give you these little things to color it, where you donate money to a certain cause.
Like at Walmart, the Children's Miracle Network.
Right,
the balloons.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you color them and then you put your name on it and it hangs up and everybody gets to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did one for them and, you know, I used Gina Doctor, Gina D.
That's hot.
Yeah. And mine was Art Nouveau, too.
Art Nouveau?
Yeah. I didn't solid color it in. I kind of like did some shading. It was expression art. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You're like all Andy Warhol and shit.
I know, right? Just wait till they start putting a dick up there.
Oh, there hasn't been one up there yet?
Not lately.
Oh, by the way, we wanted to say there's an important message about halfway through this show that we're going to talk about, and it's really important.
Yes,
and
extremely important, so make sure you listen and don't do like some people and skip
through
the show.
It. Yeah.
Nameless.
You know, someone lives in New Jersey.
Right, yeah.
And who works in an eyeglass place.
Right. R to the cub.
Yeah. So, Gina, all right, Herb was the first person to sign the table, then Gina. I guess I'll be the third person, even though I really should have been the first person.
Exactly.
Since I, but the plastic hasn't been off of it for that long.
I know. Well, it's a fortune.
Yeah. Well, not anymore.
Well, yeah. Deflurred.
You like Herb's name there?
Yeah.
He does graffiti.
Sweet.
But not in public, he says.
Oh, really? He's a private graffitiist.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, that's hot. I like that. A private graffitiist.
Yes.
He's a closeted graffitiist.
Come out of the closet, damn it. I actually saw that part, the episode of South Park, where they were the one that was, quote, banned because they were kept referring to Tom Cruise to come out of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that episode.
Did you download it or something off of
No, it was actually on one of South
Park. They aired it?
Yeah. And at the end,
I thought they weren't going to do that anymore.
Well, they said at the very end, they talk about, the character's talking about Sue and Stan and them, and Stan's like, just sue us. We don't care. Sue us. So I guess they were taunting them that, you know, whatever. We're going to do what we want.
Pretty much. I mean, how could they really be, how could they sue them?
I don't know, really? It's like, they weren't saying he was gay. They just kept telling him to come out of the closet.
Right.
He was in the kid's closet.
And if he feels that that's a sexual innuendo or something, then
he's cuckoo.
He's already fucking cuckoo. He's a Scientologist.
I know. And they were also doing that on the episode, too. They were showing about Scientologists and what they believed in.
If I had to choose a religion and Christian and Scientology was my option and death was not an option, I think I'd have to choose to be a Christian. Because Christianity, I mean, Scientology
is
not weird.
Yeah, and Christianity is not as expensive. You can actually do it for free, but Scientology is, you have to pay to move up. We can
but if you do Scientology, you get all those free stress relief tests and stuff.
Oh, I know. You get to hold those big silver handle things.
Maybe we should go to downtown Tampa where they're located. You know, they have a location
do a,
in Tampa. And just do a podcast from there.
We can't.
You never know one
true.
Day.
That's true. That would be kind of fun, though.
Yeah.
If they didn't
that
know
would be a good idea.
And talk to them and actually get first-hand experience of what the fuck they believe in.
Yeah.
But you know they're not going to tell you. You know.
So.
That's the thing is, see, that's what I don't understand about it, is they don't tell you what they believe in. They just kind of hit around to it, and the only way they will give you information is
if you pay for it.
You have to join, and, you know, and it's like, no, I want a free sample.
Right.
I want to know what the hell I'm going to believe in.
I mean, you know, You want to try on your shoes before you buy them.
Exactly right. You know,
and it might not be the right size the first
right.
time.
You know, and I may not, you know, think that much of Xenu once I get to know him. I may not want to think that he's inside me.
Right.
I may want to think that Mel Gibson's inside me.
Exactly. Or Johnny Knoxville.
Or, Chris Pontius. I would like to be him to be inside me.
Is that the one with the long hair?
Yes.
Oh, he's cute.
He is, isn't he? You ever seen him with Wild Boys, him and Steve-O?
Uh-uh.
Oh, wow.
I really don't do long hair, but Chris Pontius, I can deal with this. But yeah, I thought he was hotter when he had short hair, though.
Yeah. I'd love to see him as a stripper dude. He's hot.
Oh, yeah, when he does do stripper dude, that was funny. He's like in the radio store, he's like...
And I totally want to see the new Yak-Ass movie. And the other one that Herb was telling us about that had, you know, somebody's ass and nuts in it.
What movie was that?
I don't know. It's a new movie out.
Oh, who was it that he was talking about?
I don't remember. But it was somebody hot. Oh, Jason Statham, that drug movie. Crank.
Oh, we're not supposed to do that anymore.
I'm not plugging anything else, but...
I wish somebody would pluck me.
Me too. Especially Jason Statham. He's a hottie. Did you see him in the other two movies he did? Where they had the car oil scene where he got all lubed up. His chest was slippery and he had these men grabbing all over him and he was just all oiled up and they couldn't get a hold of him. What was the name of that movie?
You sure that wasn't a porn?
Oh, it felt like it.
You're funny.
I'm trying to think in that movie. Transporter, the first one.
Oh, no, I've never seen that.
No plug intended, but he could plug me. God, he's fucking hot.
China doctor, you're not supposed to talk like that.
Why?
Because you're a doctor.
I don't care.
You need someone to test out your China doctor?
That's right. I need someone to give me an exam. Stick their speculum in me and stretch me.
Next subject.
You know, that does kind of sound barbaric. They take this big, you know,
thing and go,
this big thing and just slide it in and turn it and then crank your ass
what is
open.
That? Ooh, that's grody.
Yeah.
Can they do that with your asshole too?
I think so. I think there's people who have speculum play. Gays, of course.
Gays? Oh, I'm sure there's some straight people, too.
True, but they won't admit it.
Yeah.
No speculum there.
I don't know what that thing is in the corner.
Know.
Honey.
Gosh. Would you quit bringing the doctor home?
Right.
I told you gynecologists quit doing house calls. Jesus.
Right.
Damn. Fuckers.
So, what else am I going to talk about? Ryan and Fern didn't sign the table, but I guess I forgot to tell them. Which reminds me to ask you something later.
Okay.
About previous shows or whatever. Or the last one, last couple that we recorded. Because I have no idea. I guess you have all of them.
Yeah. I still have to edit them.
Okay, I was going to say if you want to send one of them to me, I can do it.
Actually... The one is almost done.
Oh, okay.
It's just a matter of putting it out.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, I have to go in and, like, do some
Well, you
cuts.
Have two more, right? Oh, just like that, two more?
Two more.
I say two more holding up three fingers.
It's one of those silent fingers. This one's silent.
Right.
You don't count that one.
It sees dead people.
Yeah. No, the other one I had to go and do a little bit of editing because there was some name drops that had to be taken out.
Oh, were there?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, you too.
I don't think they can they hear that?
I think so. Because I've been like listening to editing some of the shows and I'm like all of a sudden I hear and I look and I'm like, someone just me. And it's like, is this on the recording?
That's pretty bad. Oh no. You know, we've got in trouble. We got, like, a tongue spanking from someone on the website that said that we should not be chatting or on the computer while we're recording.
Oh
But
no.
I think this person doesn't realize that we record with a computer, so we have to be on the computer.
And then, of course, we're gonna get a tangle. Well, what I was saying is, you could be on the computer but not working on the computer, typing and talking to
But
people
that's
and
hard.
websiting. Yeah,
I mean,
websiting.
when you're addicted to Bear Force One,
I know, right?
we have to have that in every episode. So, the belch, I mean, the burp. We have to have that copyrighted, somebody said.
I know.
Who was that, Mike?
Yes. Our great, wonderful MySpace. Dude,
I know, right?
thank you again. And you're probably gonna get tired of us hearing us say this, but
You know,
thank
we
you.
totally probably need to pay him back in like oral service or
I
something.
can definitely do that.
Me too.
That's no problem. And
Yeah.
if he wants to stick it in just ahead, that's fine too.
That's awesome.
I know he doesn't like fish, but he can close his eyes and just think he's sticking
Pretend.
it in an ass.
He can pretend he's sticking at me. What is that face
Okay.
for?
Well, then why don't he just fuck you then? Instead of, thinking, fucking me and thinking of you. Jesus, what good does that me? At least if he's.
Was funny. Your face is like,
What?
fuck you.
No. Uh-uh.
Why don't you just say fuck you instead of thinking of me?
No.
Fucking me.
Really? Jesus. I mean, at least you could think, okay, I'm fucking her in the ass, actually, not in the twat.
True. Twat's such a dirty word.
At least I said twat, not cunt. Because I like that
I'd
word.
rather cut. I like cunt
Me too.
myself.
Although I don't understand why women get so bitchy over it.
No.
Why do
I'd
all
rather
women.
hear cunt than twat. Twat
True.
just sounds.
I just don't understand why other women get upset over it. I don't care, whatever. I'll call a bitch a cunt. If she's acting like a cunt, she's a cunt. I'm sorry.
But what if she's acting like a cunt, but someone calls her a twat? How does a twat, act?
Not as cunty. She's almost a super bitch, but not quite. A cunt's a super
Oh
bitch. Yes.
yeah. I didn't know that was the classifications.
It goes semi bitch, somewhat bitch, bitch, really bad bitch, and then cunt.
So where does pussy come in on there?
Oh, that's just like the low level one. Those are the lower ones.
That's like mild, meek
Yes.
and mild.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh, you're a pussy.
I'd be a pussy, right? Because I'm not too bitchy, right? I'm not a cunt.
No, you're not a cunt.
I'm not a twat either, am I?
No.
No. Am I a front butt? Does anyone know
Maybe.
what a front butt? Does everyone know what a front butt is here?
Is
No.
that like a pre-op? Or
A
just or
front butt
is that a natural fish?
is. No. Front butt is. I guess it could be natural. It's someone that weighs a lot and it looks like all their weight is up here and it kind of looks like a butt
Oh,
above
okay.
the waist,
Right.
like if it was me, but I didn't have the fat in my stomach, it was like actually down here and I was walking around, it actually looks like a butt.
Okay. It's
That's a
like
front butt.
you're wearing a fanny pack. Stuffed.
A lot
Yeah.
of fanny
Full. A full fanny pack. You got a
Yeah.
like a family living in there.
A family of
A bunch.
a bunch of oats. Oh, I'm fine. I still sound kind of sick, huh? I've been
What about
sucking
this
snot out
web?
in my stomach
Ooh,
like all
yummy.
week.
Make you all slimy and slippery and wet.
Just,
Natural lubrication.
oh yeah,
Yeah.
it's hot.
So what about this weather change? Jeez.
You think it's a big change, you think?
Compared to the desert weather we've been having, yes. It's been some hot shit.
Well, tomorrow's supposed to be back up in the 90s,
Oh,
so
yay.
yeah. Hopefully, we get some rain with it and cools it off to about 70.
It's been pretty cool, like over the last few days, it's been pretty cool.
Have you kept your windows open?
No.
Oh, okay. Not that cool.
Not that cool.
I don't think I opened my windows until about January 8th.
I
And then I
know.
closed them back up around January 12th.
Yes.
That's the thing about our winters. You never know if it's a day that you should leave your windows up while you're gone or,
Exactly.
you know,
Yeah.
while you're sleeping
Because it
because.
could be hot as fuck or
I
it could be
know.
freezing as hell.
It's weird. It's like weird.
It's like, yeah.
I'm drunk.
Okay.
So, well, like, should we go on with our special announcement, you
I
think?
guess we might as well.
So, who should start, you think?
Well,
it's kind of a sad
yes,
thing.
we've actually had to come to a decision, a very sad decision to say,
Yeah.
actually.
It's something that I think we've been thinking about for a while.
Yes.
And
Just with everything happening and comments and stuff we've been getting, it's kind of like,
right.
I
It's neg you
guess.
know, all the negativity that we've been receiving lately. We don't have the downloads that we thought we'd
Right.
have,
Yes.
the fan base we don't have. You know, I'm going to be starting school back in
Right.
January.
Exactly.
So, Gina and I have actually decided to make the 50th show the last show.
That would be this one here,
Yes.
unfortunately. So yeah.
We love everyone that listens to us,
Yes,
the four that we know that listen to us.
it's been a fun ride, and we had hoped that, we could have, gotten a bigger fan base than what we did, but unfortunately, it seemed like the downloads and combination of the comments and stuff is just starting to go downhill, and we didn't want to take it to the point where it was going to be completely downhill. We wanted to
Right.
go out on a
With a
good note,
bang.
yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate. I mean, I guess we were kind of getting boring and people were noticing it and
Right, yes.
they were telling us that we were boring and that we need to step it up. But, you know, we can only do so much with our time. So,
Exactly.
we were, I know towards the end we were starting to record really long episodes, which I think maybe damaged
I
us.
think so too. I think, even though we had a lot of fun doing them, we just, instead of setting ourselves boundaries and stuff like that, we just let it go, and like I've heard other shows that have went like an hour long, and it just, even though they may be funny throughout the whole thing, that's just way too long.
Like that one you were telling me that was 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Oh my
I
God,
didn't even
that's just
listen. I
too
stopped.
long.
I couldn't listen to it
It's just,
anymore.
it's too long.
Yeah.
And we tried to cut them up, but we also didn't want to get into the habit of doing
Hour
hour
shows all the
shows and
time.
splitting them all the time, because you guys would get tired of that too, of having to wait for the next
Episode to
ending
come
of it
out.
coming
Yeah.
out. And we enjoyed doing that for a couple of times, but we got to the point where we started, either going too long or splitting it up, and we didn't want to get into that habit.
You know, it's just a lot of work for us to split up one show.
Oh God, yes.
You know, I just thought that we'd have more people listening to us by now.
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know, like, what we could have done any different because there's shows that I listen
I
to
know.
that are exact same as us,
Yes.
and they have
I
triple,
know. Like
quadruple the
millions
amount
of
of people
downloads.
downloading.
Yeah, and that's what we don't understand. Every show that I listen to, these people they're doing the same thing we are. They're just talking about different shit.
Right.
They're laughing. I've listened to our shows and fucking laughed my ass off, and it's
Right.
like, what are we doing that?
I think maybe we weren't advertising enough,
I guess
and we were
so.
getting ready to start doing that, but at the same time we were discussing this,
Right.
and
And believe us, this was not just a decision we just came up and decided. We have been looking at our downloads, and they've been like really going downhill for quite some time. And
Well, just like this one episode, let me bring it up real quick. I don't know how this happens. So we have a show, Pimp Daddy Digits brings in 79 downloads. We Can't Stand the Rain, 59 downloads. And then boom, I'll Change Your Diaper, 87 downloads. And then Midgets Are Well Hung, no matter how big they are. 23 downloads.
So.
So, well, that's not including the change I had to make.
Right.
But, which I think was, what, 12, 11?
No, I think there was like 16 at the
16,
time, I
I don't
believe.
know.
16 or 18,
So
something like
that's
that.
still only
Right. That's still like 30
35
some. Right,
downloads.
yeah, so.
And then we have another one that's 53 downloads.
Right.
That's the latest one. Give me a monkeys. Give me a foul.
Yes.
Because I'm a retard. Don't know how to cheer. I wonder why I never made it on the cheer team.
I know, God.
Oh my
They
God. Or
always
the one on the
make.
spelling bee.
No, jeez. So.
So.
But like I said, we didn't want to drag this show down to where we just like got to, no downloads. Even though 50 something downloads is not spectacular when you hear of podcasts getting 500,000 per episode, 1 million per episode, 2 million per
Wow.
episode.
That was loud.
That was wild. So we didn't want to
Well,
drag this down and go out, quote, in a bad way. We wanted to, go
and we
out on
wanted to thank
a high side.
everyone that made us what we were, what we are, even though we're not a lot.
Right.
I mean, everybody that called in, that was on the show. You guys are
Yes,
awesome.
and we want to thank everybody.
Now, our pod show, our website's going to be up for a while. So
Yes,
if you
yeah.
want to download all the shows, you can.
Exactly.
Or you know what? Maybe, Jine and I will discuss it, and maybe we'll make something up so we can put it on a CD or something and send it out.
Right. But yes, we have decided not to take the website down right now. We want to give people opportunity to go back and either download the shows that they don't have or, give people who haven't listened to it opportunity to listen to it. So we decided to keep it up for a little while.
And you may want to go back. I mean, we may post a few things because we don't want to like just stop.
Right.
I mean, we'll let you know how we're doing and what we're doing. So I
Exactly.
guess our website would be kind of like a journal,
Right,
like a
yeah.
live journal kind of thing.
Exactly. Because we love our fans. We love you
Oh,
guys.
we
But,
do.
we just.
We just don't have enough people responding to tell us what they would like to hear
Exactly.
and what they need to hear. We don't know. We have no idea. I mean, when we have 87 downloads and we have four comments,
Right.
nothing in our email box, nothing
Exactly.
to let us know how the show was,
Right.
it's hard for us to keep going if we don't know what we need.
Exactly.
It was fun. I enjoyed it with Gina,
Yes, it's
with
been.
Ryan and all
Yes,
them.
it's been fun, and like I said, we thank everybody who's been on the show and who has participated, and all the people who sent things in to our one contest that people entered. And see, that was something else. We just felt like people just weren't
Didn't
into
care.
it because the one contest that we did for the little soundbite that Ricky did, that we were offering $25. We know, understand that some people don't like iTunes, but
And we also understand, I mean, we took it as, well, maybe our shows are boring and they don't want to
right,
go back and listen to them.
exactly. I mean, the
So.
contest was not hard because you told them it was within the first, what, 15 seconds. And which shows they were, from what to what. Didn't
Right.
tell you exactly, but all you had to do is go back and listen to, just a few minutes, a
I
few
think it
seconds of the
was
show.
shows 1 through 15, and
Right.
actually all the sound bites came from the odd number episodes.
So, and then, I don't know if it's because I asked for the date, which that was even simpler because it was on the website, but we had absolutely positively no responses to that whatsoever, and no one didn't even guess or anything. So it's like we wanted to do other contests, but we just didn't want to put it out there and then not have anybody respond and then us think, what's
What the
going
fuck,
on, It's free money, shit. And even if you didn't like iTunes,
Give it to someone
and
else.
well, if that or even just download iTunes, get the money, or get your albums that you want, the music that you want, burn it to a CD, and then get rid of iTunes, so. But.
But that's nothing that we can change now, and that's
Right.
something that actually affect the future of the show, and that's what's going on now, so.
Exactly. So.
I mean, I don't know what else we could do to get people to actually give us feedback.
Right, exactly. We gave them, they had the web page to make comments on, which we have had some comments, and we thank everybody for making comments, and We had the phone lines, actually two of them, and there was only a few people respond on that and the email.
And even the people that don't have iTunes, I could understand not giving a review, but they could at least email us and say, we suggest this or we suggest that. I mean, we do negative and negative and positive comments. I mean, you know.
And just for those people who are worried about, making a negative comment and us saying something, that's just part of our show. We don't mean anything by the comments, counter comments that we've made. If someone thinks we're boring, hey, that's your opinion.
And we'll make fun of it.
Exactly. That's part of the
Well, we
show.
did make fun of it, but
I mean, it's not like we were, trying to be nasty or anything, but that's just part of the show is, that gives us something to play around with and have fun with.
And it's not happening, so.
Exactly. But it's been very fun for me. Like I said, this was a very hard decision for us to come up with, but we saw that there was just really no other choice, and again, we figured that leave on a good note and not drag this out.
But, I mean, we want you guys to respond to this episode. We want you to
Yes.
email us and tell us how you feel. If that's what you would like, I mean, we'll respond
Yes,
to the
we
email,
definitely.
and we actually I don't know, maybe, I don't know, I don't even want to think, I don't even want to say that we'll record a counter. I better not say
Yeah,
that.
because there's no need in, making a com some kind of commitment like that, and then either do it or not do it. So, but yes, please, when you hear this, if you have a comment, let us know.
Email us and let us know. I guess we're getting at our 30-minute mark. And we would normally say everything that we needed to say, but this is the last time for this. So I wanted to say thank you. Thank you, Gina, for being on the show and suggesting the show to us. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I appreciate everyone that responded to us, that participated in the show, that sent us, album covers and album art and
All those intros.
all the intros that
Thanks
were
so
great.
much.
It's just unfortunate that it has to be this way, but.
But like I said, better to go out, quote, on top than to just
Retopped.
exactly to than to be, go out bad.
Is there anything you want to say else?
Well, I just want to say that it's been a fun ride. I've really enjoyed it, and like I said, this was a tough decision to come to, but we felt like we had to, and we love everybody for listening to the show and telling their friends, and I've had a blast with Ricky. This has been a lot of fun. I'm glad we found, that we decided to get together and do this. But
It brought us closer.
yes, but unfortunately, we know that the best thing to do is just
Let it go.
let it go, even though it has been a great ride and it's been a lot of fun. We don't want to bore you people too much.
Right. Which I'm sure this show probably did. But
Probably.
so we'll leave now. And if you want to say something to us, if you're angry, if you're happy, whatever the case may be, email foulmonkeys
That's right.
at gmail.com. It'll be up for a while too.
Yes. So again, the website's going to stay up for you to go and listen to the shows, download the ones, make comments, bitches out, whatever. We may, like Ricky said, we may be doing some text posting, about what's going on and how we're doing and stuff. But as far as the shows, this would be the last one.
Now I'd say maybe the main listeners that we have, like Mike, Roy Cobb, Nick, I think that we can probably make them a CD, like a data CD for with all the
Of
episodes on
all,
it
yes.
for them, since they did participate and they were great people. So with that being said, we have 30 seconds left. So I guess this is goodbye.
Unfortunately, so.
Goodbye, Foul Monkeys, and goodbye, all of our fans.
Goodbye, people, and fuck you.
Fuck you. Bye.